Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Oh, wow, that was a tie for who logged in first. Well, Richard B. Smart was in, then he was out, but Betty Jo Tucker is still in on the phone line. Way to go, Betty. You win. First in. All right for you. Well, Martin Luther King Day, I'd say happy Martin Luther King Day, but that doesn't seem right. How about honor Martin Luther King Day? By doing good deed, nice, a little more tolerant in the world, that wouldn't hurt either, huh? All righty. Well, good day for something, I don't know what. It's been an interesting week. Had some interesting shows this weekend and had fun. I keep having fun, so that's the most important part, isn't it? Just having fun. And in honor of Martin Luther King Day, why don't we feed the love? How about that?
And I'm
my co-host is, we have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on, how many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, hey, softball team. She actually sees the ball and lets it hurt her because she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand. But it was Barbara. She's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo. Everybody, again, this is how it goes. Well, enough about you, let's talk about me. Me! I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one is my husband. Yes, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's a shot, you know what that is. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, yes I am. But I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. Oh, you're so cute. Look at that baby face there. Oh, yes, with the face to match. Yes, he's such a cute man. So cute, yes. Hello, my name is Piaf. Right, Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. No, you know my friend, yes. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in an eye bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? God help it. I can't. I am crazy. And listen, therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. Am I right? It's for people with money. It's not for everyone. And I feel for what you pay for therapy, that you should leave with something every session. So I stole her pens, some tissues, the clock. And then she gave me some advice. She goes, Nancy, you should find out what's missing for your life and grab it. So I stole her iPad. No iPad, no appointments. I'm cured! Yay for me! Oh, it wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na. I thought, that stole my life. How did they know? And my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, was always telling me these Italian stories. You know, when I come to America, I don't have a dime. When I come to America, I don't have a dime. Well, Grandma, guess what? Now I have a dime! Yeah. The economy's so bad, I'm looking for jury duty. Anybody else? I'm trying to get jury duty. Please, pick me. I'll do all the cases. Pick me. A lot of fun. My mother's from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She would just turn and start going, listen! No me la pena, I don't have time to discuss what I'm saying, so don't! What? She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? But she did have this great mom advice she used to give out. This mom, cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira Nancy, listen to this cliches, it's going to save your life. That cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bee with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. Mom, my head is hurting. Stop with these wisdoms. Look at you guys. Okay, don't get scared. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. You're that kind of a crowd, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, a priest, a Muslim, and a rabbi walk into the bar, and the bartender goes, what is this, some kind of a joke? Oh, well, I love you. Wonderful laugh for you. And sir, what's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, what do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever
you can find. What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
You like to play golf? Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance, I don't know. Is it your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay, and what's your name?
Shelley.
And Michael? What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life.
Well, I know a man, tricky as can be. He's into finance and real estate, or let's just wait and see. Oh, Michael, baby, with Shelley by your side, there's no financial burden that you can't override. Oh, you have no favorite food. That's really not good for me. But you like to go play golf and have fun and watch it on TV. Oh, Michael, it's so sweet when you're out there on the green. You grab a hold of your putter, you know what I mean. You hit the ball, get a bogey or a birdie, or go for the ninth hole right away and skip the hole. Dirty, dirty. Oh, Michael, baby, yeah, that part is true. And now I'm going to do a little instrumental for you. Are you ready, boys? Let's wrap it up.
From the future, she has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit marrow. And then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. We don't turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza from a Jukebox Diner and Dreamstream Radio. And Cyanide's in the house, Marco Polo. We love to play that game, don't we, Cyanide? That's too funny, that picture you sent me. That is too funny. The Spanish one was in honor of Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters, because tomorrow on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m., on Blog Talk Radio, it's Oscar winner Rita Moreno. On January 21st, they'll present Rita Moreno's sharing fascinating details about her acting career during a replay of her conversation with Robert Osborne of Turner Classic Movies. Oh, as you know, Rita won an Oscar for West Side Story, and she's this year's Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award. God bless her. She's from Humacao, Puerto Rico, too. Mi gente, mi gente. So you don't want to miss Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko Bob was usually in the house. They must be still doing their show. I think that's the problem. And I'm doing a short show today. And I don't want them to stop their show every day for me. But Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out. Chuck Skull and Kat Vecchione, you want to check them out too. I think they're Fridays and Saturdays. And one of them, I think, has an 11 a.m. show on Sunday. It's so many shows. So many shows. George Bettinger, who's not here for the Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dreamstream Radio, 4 p.m. Those are all my peeps. And remember, my CD is available on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy. Buy the whole CD or just buy one song. It all helps support the arts. Oh, boy, what shall we do now? I don't know. What's this area code? Rory Scholl. Okay, Rory Scholl, let's give it a shot.
I wish would stop and just hear.
talking about the digits that come before the phone number, the area code. What makes you think it's so fucking great? I've had it up to here, area code. Yeah, you walk around, do whatever you please. You live in a bubble of parentheses. Don't give me that look, area code. Get on board, they force the rest of us to carry their load.
It's heavy.
We need to rise up and put a stop to the racist, fascist area code.
The area code.
646-917. You act like you have a key to heaven. Quit talking behind my back.
You better step off, you son of a bitch, damn you, area code.
Okay, Marco, Polo, this one's for you, because this is your kind of song, I have a feeling. So I dedicate this one to Cyanide.
Yeah, huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss, because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go.
Even though you might like to see it first.
Apart the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Short show. Thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow. It's going to be Rita Moreno, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio at Movie Attic Headquarters. Always nice. Who's giving me flowers? You give me flowers, Cyanide. Thank you so much. I just want to dance. I think that's so you. You look like a party animal. What can I say, Cyanide? You really do. You really do. Oh, wow. Well, time goes when you're having a good time here. Checking out my board here to see what I have that's short to play. Play us off. What's going on? Somebody's calling me at the same time. So thank you all for tuning in today. Do I have? I have 90 seconds of something here. Anyway, remember my CD is available on CD Baby. You can pick it up there. It's always fun. And thank you for tuning in today. Always good. Miss George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, what fun. Man, I don't think I have anything that's a minute. I got to find something short for you people. What do I have that's short? I don't know. Okay. Well, let's just play it by ear and see what we got going on here. How about Bob Hope? A little Bob Hope.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you from across the pond, Marco and Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's Rita Moreno time! Woo! Thank you all for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, and you can get my CD on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy. Thank you. Have a good day. And remember, do something positive today. It's Martin Luther King Day. Be tolerant.